Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Rastelli. Hello and welcome to the December Hemp Show, powered by CanTrade. My name is Mark Rastelli. I'm the CEO of CanTrade and the host of The Hemp Show. I'd like to welcome Masha Bellinson, Head of Corporate Development for ACS Laboratory. Masha manages education, content strategy and blogging, website content and development, as well as Florida's ACS Hemp Clippings Program and ACS Hemp Pilot Program. ACS Laboratory tests hemp from 46 states and test cannabis in Florida from the medical marijuana licensed growers. Masha was recently profiled in Cannabis Law Report and featured in High Life Magazine as one of Florida's Women in Cannabis winners of 2020. Thank you for joining us, Masha, and welcome to The Hemp Show.
Thank you, Mark. It's nice to be here. Hi, everyone. I have a little bit of a presentation that I wanted to go through so that I didn't miss any important points. We're a little bit different because we are a testing laboratory, so I'm not here to sell you testing services or anything like that. I'm really here more to educate on some of the innovations that I've seen. I'm fortunate enough to work. So I work across hemp and cannabis. And one of the things that I do is simplify not just the compliance. So, new rules are released, new tester requirements are released all the time, through hemp and cannabis. And a lot of times, I think the legislation, it can be ambiguous and sometimes just really hard to follow. So one of the things that I do is I simplify it and then we make sure that it makes sense for the business. So how do these rules impact your business? And how can you use some of the knowledge, and when it comes to testing, to really innovate and make your products stand out? So I'll just go through a little bit of this presentation. And then I don't know if we're doing questions or anything like that, but I'm also happy to take questions. Is there a way that I could share my screen?
Sure. So at the bottom of the screen on the webinar, there should be a little share screen button. Should be, could be green. Mine's green at least.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you see that?
Yep. Excellent. Okay. Yeah, we can.
Awesome. Okay, great. So we already talked about one of the cool things about what I do is I educate. Recently, because of Corona and everything has been virtual and it's been really tough, I have been able to sneak out and do a couple of face-to-face things, socially distance, of course. And that's been, I find that there's so much need for education out there. We're also inundated with so many different resources and there's nothing like face-to-face contact. And so I'm hopeful that will resume again.
I'll be out in Florida soon, Masha.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
I'd love to come out there though and check out the lab as soon as I can.
You should. It's awesome. So, you know, I'll just talk a little bit about who we are, but then mostly about some of the mind shift that's happening with hemp farming, and then some of the testing trends, a little bit about COAs and potency and terpenes. So we were started in 2008. ACS Laboratory is a clinical laboratory. So we do highly complex testing. And that's really important because there are a lot of labs out there that, you know, maybe the owners owned, you know, like a software company or a construction company last year, and this year they want to be a lab. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I'm all for entrepreneurship and innovation. But when it comes to lab testing, it's really important that certain procedures and methods are followed and that you really understand how to use the machinery. Because if the testings, if the machines aren't calibrated properly and if the methods aren't proper, then, you know, you could come up with a lot of inconsistent results. And I think that's where people's biggest complaints are. You know, they test with three different labs, they get three different results. So we really, because we develop our own processes and standards, you know, we avoid that. As far as Florida goes, I don't know how many people here are in Florida or in this coast, but we are the largest testing lab, not just in Florida, but I think, you know, nationwide, we're one of the largest ones. We have 20,000 square feet. We are a designated hemp testing lab by the Florida Department of Agriculture. And Florida has some of the strictest testing standards in the country, if not the strictest. So we were also awarded 21 Emerald test badges, which Emerald Scientific, they test for accuracy and consistency in testing. So that's a pretty big deal. They'll send us different products and then just see, like, do we test the same way all the time? And we did in 21 categories, which is more than any other lab in the country. And so basically, you know, I know that the audience is kind of mixed. So without really knowing who is in the audience, I'm going to assume that if you're a maker, maybe you're a cultivator or an extractor or a wholesaler or a retailer, that probably covers most of the categories here.
Yeah, we have mostly farmers and processors/manufacturers.
Okay, awesome.
Yep.
Yep. So, you know, if someone is a hemp farmer and they're brand new, like they could be new, but maybe they've grown vegetables or maybe ornamental plants before. Maybe they've grown cannabis before. So, you know, there are different categories of that knowledge that people have. But the thing is, hemp is a lot different. It's a very sensitive plant. And when you're growing hemp, there are things that apply to hemp that may not apply, you know, to other vegetables, to other plants, and even to how you grew cannabis in the past. So one of the things that we talk about, especially for new growers, and when the genetics are new, like in Florida, it's all new genetics. So we have to have these EOSCA certified seeds, and there are only a couple of strains that are certified, and they're very low THC, very low CBD. They're like industrial strains. And so people are participating in hemp pilot programs so they can figure out what other strains are superior. And what we're seeing is that, and I'm basically just going to go through quickly just some lessons that I've seen, because, you know, I have, we'd say probably about 1,000 hemp clients, all in different stages and, you know, either cultivators, processors, and et cetera. So what we've seen with the cultivators is, if, like in Florida, they have to designate a lot, right? So it's your lot could be, you know, whether it's an acre, whether it's half an acre, whether it's a tiny, you know, a couple square feet, whatever the lot is, it's what you say it is. And in at least in Florida, and then in some other states, when we are testing hemp clippings, we actually have to send a representative from the lab to clip the samples. I know in California and in Oregon, it's the same thing, that they have to send someone to take those hemp clippings. And in what we see is, let's say you have a lot that could test hot. Well, it's all about risk mitigation. So we say, let's do one strain per lot. You can have multiple lots per strain, but this way, if one lot tests hot, not all of them need to be destroyed. So risk mitigation is really key. So really, we advise that you're very strategic with your lot design. The other shift that I've seen is, you know, when we talk about hemp farmers now, we really want them to think of themselves as trichome farmers. And I know that, you know, we just finished just talking about that. The thing with trichome farming is, I look at it as like, it's like a three-legged stool. So, you know, you have to have all three legs, right? Or else the stool won't stand up. So with trichome farming, you know, the genetics are really important. As we all know, it's all about genetics. They should be stable and certified, and you should have previous data on those genetics. The cultivation is obviously super important, good cultivation practices, testing along the way for potency, testing along the way for certain attributes is really important. Obviously, and we just said this, you know, certain genetics, it depends on the region. So as we all know, you know, the climates, the soil, the water, it differs from region to region. So it's really important that you know what your genetics are going to be like where you grow, not what they were like where they were first, you know, developed. So the third leg of the stool is curing and drying. And I heard you mention this also. This is such an important step. And what we're seeing is that it's being rushed. And so when this last step is rushed, that most important element, you know, when it's expressing its terpenes and cannabinoid potency, it's, you know, I'm going to say almost like aborted. So, you know, you've got people that are really, really, they rush to get to sale, they rush to get to the market, and they're not practicing the right curing and drying methods. And, you know, I'm not going to go into it's, you know, what's right is, you know, for different people and they have different expertise, but I cannot emphasize enough how much this matters in testing. If you cut that process short, I mean, it's going to impact everything that you've done. So obviously the trichomes, they have that full spectrum of cannabinoids and terpenes, and that's why it's so important not to rush that process. You know, and when the plant grows, and we talked about this, I just heard you mention CBG, you know, when the plant grows, it starts with CBG. So that's sort of the first cannabinoid. CBGA is the first cannabinoid, really. And then as it starts to grow, then you've got THCA, CBDA, CBCA. And then once it's heated, it's turned to, or dried, it turns to THC, that's CBD, CBC, CBG. That's when those are expressed. And then once it's aged, you've got CBN. So this is a super basic explanation for the plant growth and the age.
The O'Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O'Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's ocannabiz.com.
What we're seeing, so there is a, the non-THC cannabinoids, right? So like at first everyone was like very hot on CBD, like CBD, which they're calling low THC. And but there are all these other cannabinoids, the minor cannabinoids. So CBG is very hot right now. CBN, Delta 8 is really popular. We've seen a huge trend in Delta 8 testing. But as you can see, that they're going to be increasing in general in retail by 21%, these other minor cannabinoids. And hemp sales by channel, you know, it's being sold, smoke shops, retailers, it's in the mass retail market. I do see some doctor's offices now selling CBD, but I think the smokable hemp is very, very popular right now across the board.
So for those people that are, can you go back to the last slide real quick?
Yep.
For those people that are listening, it's a pie chart, and the majority, 41% of the CBD products are being sold, or hemp products are being sold online and direct. This was from 2018 New Frontier data. What I find interesting is when we get to 2020 on this, I bet that's going to be 90%, especially with the world's shutdown.
Absolutely. So this was their estimate for 2022. And I actually think they did a good job with this, because I checked to see how far off they were, and they were pretty spot on with their prediction.
Okay.
I think they're off on pharmaceutical. I think pharmaceutical is going to go a lot higher, because you have synthetic cannabinoids mm-hmm. now. And then you've got, of course, the government that's got a patent on CBD.
And pharmaceuticals at 9% on the pie chart.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. So not everybody's on video. Okay.
That's all right. I just wanted to make sure.
No, thank you. I appreciate that.
So we've got only a little less than a minute before we got to wrap things up.
Okay.
Now, Masha, can you share with us some of the testing programs, the test result? Basically, you know, we do have a lot of farmers, we do have a lot of manufacturers, they all need lab testing. And, you know, my takeaway from all this is that ACS Laboratories has a great track record, a great process, and should be one of the go-to locations for, you know, all of the farmers that are currently watching this.
Absolutely. You know, we're very transparent about what we test for. So everybody across the board, when they're testing for compliance, they should be testing for potency, pesticides, heavy metals, mycotoxins, moisture, and microbiology. But let me just, right here, this is a very easy sort of path to see what you should be testing for. So before you're planting soil, the soil should be tested for pesticides and heavy metals right from the bat, because that's your opportunity right there to start on a clean slate. And then before harvest, for cannabinoids, cannabinoid potency and microbiology, and then pesticides. You can't remediate that. So you've got to test for it. And then after harvest, we have terpenes, pesticides, cannabinoids, heavy metals, microbiology. And what I want to say about terpenes is they're so important, even though they're not part of a compliance panel, but mm-hmm. the terpenes is really what... the terpenes is really what expresses your essence. And that's what's going to make you more, competitive if you're trying to differentiate your product. The last thing I really want to say is with a COA, which is a certificate of analysis, which is what we produce when your test results are in, that COA becomes your currency right now. That COA is what you're going to show to anyone that you sell to. And it's going to, when you're driving the product, that your driver needs to have it. You know, that's law enforcement looks at it. Mm-hmm. Bankers, if you want a loan, they'll look at it. Ultimately, consumers will look at it. Retailers. So that COA is your gold. So the lab that you're working with, and even if you don't work with us, you have to make sure that what they're producing is a proper certificate. If it looks like it's been done in Excel and it looks hokey, it probably is, mm-hmm. you know? So you really want to work with an ISO accredited laboratory like we are, and one that has the experience in doing this. One last thing I want to leave you with.
All right. One last thing.
And that's it. And then I'm done. So there's all these cannabinoids that we test for, right? Which everybody knows, THC, THCV, all of that. Now I have a new test that's testing Delta 8, and that test, it's a very advanced test. It's going to split out Delta 8 THC from Delta 9 THC. Delta 9 is what's currently regulated. And so we split it out, and many times those are grouped together. So your THC looks like it's higher. It approaches being hot, if it could even be like a little hot. What we do is we run it for a longer time. We split out Delta 8 from Delta 9, and we give you an accurate Delta 9 reading, which is almost like a technical remediation. So I just want to leave people with that the ability to understand, you know, how you're testing and why is going to impact your business. And
So I gotta cut you off there, Masha. Yep. So if you're interested in connecting with Masha and ACS Laboratories, please add them to your network on CanTrade. You can also ask questions directly from their CanTrade business profile posted in the webinar chat, also in the CanTrade feed, and in the podcast and YouTube show notes. Once again, thank you. Thank you, Masha. This is great.
Thank you.
Thank you.